This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build a modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country. Mr. Modi asserted that the country has now become a pioneer in technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He highlighted that the world's most successful digital public infrastructure has been created in the country.
कोविड के दौरान हमने दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम चलाया. इतने मेमथ स्केल पर पॉलिसीज और प्रोग्राम्स को सक्सेसफुली इम्प्लीमेंट करना ये पॉसिबल हुआ क्योंकि आज दुनिया का सबसे पहला और सबसे सफल डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अगर किसी के पास है तो उस देश का नाम है हिंदुस्तान.
Top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan have intensified voter reach in Bihar as campaigning for the first phase of assembly polls ends tomorrow evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Top leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, held back-to-back rallies across the state to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Saharsa and Katihar today. Mr. Modi said the Mahagathbandhan's leaders kept Bihar in misery for decades because development was never on their agenda. He added that under Nitish Kumar's leadership, the NDA has provided good governance and brought development to the state. On the other hand, talking to the media in Patna, RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav said that the election campaign is going on very well. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has seized illicit in documents worth over 100 crore rupees so far in ongoing Bihar Assembly elections and by-elections of states and union territories. Under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot initiative, BJP senior leaders and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that the women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. In Rajasthan, the death toll has reached 14 in the tragic accident that occurred this afternoon when a speeding dumper truck rammed into several vehicles on Sikar Road in Jaipur. 5 people are reported to be critically injured and are undergoing treatment at SMS Hospital. Police have arrested the driver, who was reportedly under the influence of alcohol at the time of the mishap. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a mishap in Jaipur. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each, and the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. India has extended condolences over the loss of lives caused by a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan, where the death toll has risen to 20. More than 500 people were injured after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the northern part of the country, shaking multiple regions last night. The Indian Olympic Association has announced cash rewards for athletes and coaches for their exceptional performances at the 3rd Asian Youth Games held at Manama in Bahrain last month, where India secured a condemnable total of 48 medals across various sporting disciplines. Gold medalist will receive 5 lakh rupees each, silver medalist will be awarded 3 lakh rupees, and bronze medalist 2 lakh rupees. Fourth place finishers will be given 50,000 rupees each, and coaches of medal winning athlete will be honoured with 1 lakh rupees each. And in addition, both the boys and girls kabaddi team will receive 10 lakh rupees each in recognition of the outstanding performance.